Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jason in Niagara.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, the fan is fanatic, right? So, like, when stuff like that happens, they weren't, well, maybe some were cheering the injury, but I think of the fact that Kevin Durant wasn't playing anymore in the game. You know, we had a better chance to win. Could be cheering like that way, too, right?
Well, that's true, but you didn't win, so.
No, but I think it's still going 7. I don't know about if we're going to win in Oracle. I think it's going to be tough there. Hopefully we can get Draymond off his game and maybe get another technical for game 7.
I don't even know why it's going to be tough because I got to be honest with you. I think they have
guys are shooting like that.
Well, listen, I just don't believe that they have depth. I just am not buying the Warriors' depth or bench at all, and I don't like it, and I think they're in big trouble. I don't see them. I got to tell you, I just don't see them winning these games, and either one of them. If they play tomorrow or whatever, Thursday night, I still don't believe in them Thursday night. And then in game 7, I believe in them even less. I really do. Because, Toronto, you have to remember, they had that game 1 last night. They really did. They were up 6. Do you remember? And they gave them Thompson and a Curry back-to-back threes, right? Am I wrong? And so they, in absolute no time left crunch, Crunch City, right? No time left for error. Not one mistake. One mistake, you lose. The Warriors made no mistakes, and they won in spite of the three stooges. I thought, you know, anyone that watched that game last night and can sit here and tell me that the refs didn't give Toronto every single Pharrell and call in the second half, then you're a liar. You're just a liar. They got every single call the entire second half. Now, I don't know about the whole game. I know they shot their 30 free throws, whatever it was. But I thought the refs were corrupt. I thought they were terrible. And so what I think will happen is in game 7, they're going to do the same thing to them. They'll get every call, and this time they'll have the lead in the fourth, and they'll bury them. That'll be it. There's no way I believe that broken-down team with all their injuries and all their problems is going to win 2 more games when they can barely beat them. They can barely beat them. You have to understand. I thought that in the game 2, they should have never won that game. But they got that 20-0 run. That was it. It was lights out. I literally think Toronto played better in every single game except maybe game 5. And the reason they won game 5 was because Durant gave them the 11. Cousins finally came out of his stupor and put in a 14 spot and some very violent rebounds, I thought, that were very good. I thought his rim call was bad. I thought that was a bad call. I did not think that was a rim violation. I thought, literally, and I say it again, they got every call. Every call. There was not one call that went the Warriors' way the entire second half of that game. So, I said this last night. I'll say it again. Tomorrow night, whatever it is, Thursday night, they deserve 20, at least 20 calls, 20 calls better than Toronto. 20. Because I saw 20 crappy calls from them crap-ass refs. So let's even it out, okay? Give the Warriors all the calls Thursday night. Let's see if they can win the game, because I don't even think they can win the game. And then on Sunday, I still think they get their ass beat. Sunday's not going to go well for them if they make it to Father's Day. If they win that game 6, which they could very well do. But I don't even have faith in them to win that game. Do you, Carver High? Seriously.
Thursday night?
Yeah.
I think they're going to win Thursday.
So the Warriors are going to win. You heard it here. Mafia, who wins Thursday night?
I think Toronto's going to find a way. I just don't think the Warriors are good enough without Kevin Durant. We've seen that you've talked about it. It's just Klay and Curry, and then it's anyone's guess after that. Draymond's been hesitant. You have Boogie not being the same player he was before
terrible.
The injury. Iggy just hasn't been anywhere near what he was in past years for them in the finals.
Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's those guys are nothing right now.
All right, Amar in Toronto.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, dude.
I agree with a lot of the stuff that you were talking about, Durant giving them those 11 points. I think that they are going to win at home. They're not going to go out taking an L in the Oracle, the final.
They lost to both games to Toronto. They beat their ass in both of those games. What I does know. That arena have to? They have already wiped out that arena myth that they don't lose at home, dude. They lost both games.
They're gonna get the calls, like you said.
They might get the calls. That's the only way they stay in that game, if you ask me, because I've never seen anything like it. You got to make it fair. Just make it even. Make all the bad calls on one end. You got to make them on the other. And what I saw in that game in Toronto was one-sided calls the entire second half. I mean, it was like unbelievable. You can't even argue with it. You can't even argue it. They got every single break, every single call, every single whistle, every single review, everything went their way. They reviewed plays, and they still made it corrupt, the decision. Like, everyone in the world saw the call was wrong, and they still didn't rectify it. They got everything go their way. I think it's their turn to get shafted. I think Toronto deserves to be shafted by the refs for at least one half, which is third and fourth quarter of game six, because that's what I saw. I saw a crappy job by the NBA refs. Those three hacks that did that game shouldn't be allowed near the court for game six or seven, because those three are the worst I've ever seen in my life. I still think Toronto wins the game. So you crybabies up there can think whatever you want. I still think you're going to win. I still think you're the better team. I really do.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.